Delighted to have you. Thank you. Next item, please, 242.
USS Portland Commissioning Committee on the USS Portland.
Colleagues, I would like to welcome Gary Piercy, the chair of the USS Portland Commissioning Committee, and Nolan Johnson, the public relations person for the USS Portland Commissioning Committee. Gary and Nolan are here today to show us a presentation on the USS Portland that will be commissioned in Portland, Oregon on April 21st. Portland is honored to have been selected to be a home for the USS Portland. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome Gary and Nolan. And at the end, I am to read a proclamation. Good morning, sirs.
Morning. Thank you for allowing us to update the City Council on the commission of the USS Portland. Well, we were here a couple years ago. I'm Gary Piercy, chairman of the commissioning committee, and this is Nolan Johnson, our publicity chairman and committee member. We've done a lot of things over the last couple of years. We wanted to update you on what's happening and what's going to happen. Actually, about 4 weeks from now, the ship will be arriving, 5 weeks. It'll be here a week, and then at the end of the week, we'll have the actual commissioning. I wanted to update you on what that's all about because you will all be receiving invitations to the activities, but I wanted to give you a little preview on what we're going to be doing. Nolan's going to start the presentation, then I'll join in later.
Okay.
Go ahead, Nolan.
All right, we'll go to the first slide. And as we're setting this up, the first slide really will walk us through the who, what, where, when, and why of the commissioning event. The USS Portland will be arriving in Portland April 14th and staying through the 22nd, with the official commissioning taking place on April 21st, Saturday. It will take place at Terminal 2 in the Port of Portland, and it will be an event at which we will have at least 5,000 attendees, including Navy officials and local and regional government dignitaries. It should be a grand event for the City of Portland. The USS Portland is the first Navy vessel named exclusively for our fair city, and so this makes for a very big deal for us. Now, this next slide shows a photo of the USS Portland, and I have to admit, I'm a boat guy. I grew up with boats, and there is something really fantastic about this photo. You can see that the wake behind the boat is curving out a pretty fancy S pattern. It may as well be a Zoo Bomber coming down from Skyline Boulevard on a Saturday night or Germantown Road. There is a lot of action going on there. Now, let me put this ship in perspective for you. She's 684 feet long. If you stood her vertically in downtown Portland next to the Wells Fargo building, she would be 135 feet taller. She's large. She's pretty impressive. Now, besides what she can do in the water as a vessel, she has a very important mission. Her primary mission is to house, transport, deliver, supply, and retrieve Marines from any sort of area where that needs to happen. That's her primary military function. Now, she will have a 40-year life in the service of the Navy, and in that role, most of her work will be done in a more humanitarian way. This schematic of the ship shows how she's built out. You'll see that she's got a flight deck on top with aircraft. She has what they call a well deck, which will flood, allowing boats to go in and out. And in the middle there, you'll see a fleet of trucks on board. That allows her to supply land-based supply and provisioning in a variety of roles. Gary, thanks. The Osprey. Go ahead. Another shot of what the well deck would look like with water in it, allowing boats in and out. Next shot. Primarily, her role is going to be humanitarian. When it comes down to what she does over her 40 years, most of those missions will be search and rescue, first responder type stuff. In fact, during the hurricane season last fall, it was sister ships for the Portland that were stationed off of Houston and Miami right after the hurricanes. Hospital facilities on board for emergency care. And, of course, the well deck can be used to dry for housing evacuees and creating a safe place. along with the ability to provide supplies in emergency situations and humanitarian causes. Okay. With that sort of a role for the USS Portland, I frankly, personally, can't imagine a more appropriate ship to be named after Portland, Oregon. The christening taking place on Saturday, the 21st of April. Commissioning taking place on the 21st of April should be a very big event.
And the difference between those two things is that she's already been named. Now she's going to be put into service. Is that correct?
That is exactly right. Yes, at the christening, she was named. As a commissioning, she becomes, as soon as the commissioning is completed, she becomes battle ready, mission ready. She can be sent to respond to a situation at any time. So, commissioning activities. The committee has been very active prior to this for the past couple of years, as Gary mentioned. The week of the commissioning, from the 14th to the 21st, will include a lot of activities, tours, and a lot of social events, including recreational activities for the crew out amongst the city as well. It is an honor to have a ship from the U.S. Navy named after our city, especially a ship with this type of a role.
If we're lucky, we can get, let's see if we can click on it. There's supposed to be a video here. We'll see. If it may or may not open. It's not waiting longer. There's supposed to be a video here. It doesn't seem to be working, so we'll skip over. Okay. Click it on the video. No, it's still not working. Okay, not going to worry about it. The ship's motto is Brave. First responders, brave and determined. This ship will have many occasions which she's called upon to assist in emergencies throughout the world. We can be proud and gratified when we hear the USS Portland has used her helicopters to transport doctors when bridges are down, or provide medical assistance for injured people in earthquakes, or even assisting third world countries with medical aid. She will be a ship at the scene of action. In the ship's crest, there are many icons that represent our city and history of previous ships with this name. The model is part of the crest, along with the rose representing the Rose City, as well as Portlandia's trident. The gear on the anchor represents the city's shipbuilding construction during World War I and World War II. The 16 stars represent the 16 battles that the World War II USS Portland participated in. And the swords are swords from both the Navy and Marine officer and senior enlisted who will be aboard the ship. So what has the commissioning committee done over the last 3 or 4 years? Of course, the main event is the commissioning itself, Saturday morning, April 21st. We're now expecting over 6,000 invited guests. At one time, we said 5,000. We made a mistake, and we forgot the relatives of the crew. It's going to add another 1,200 or so. So they're going to have to hire a lot of chairs for people to sit in down there. It's going to be a very big audience.
Are any of those tickets available to the public?
I'm sorry?
Are any of those tickets available to the general public?
All of them are available. It's first comes, first serve. And unfortunately, because of the response, we had to cut it off about almost a month ago. Every day I get people, you can't believe the sad stories. We make a few exceptions once in a while, but it filled up very fast. The interesting part on that is that the ship will be here all week and they will be holding public open houses sometimes. So we say if you really want to see the ship, you'll be able to tour in the afternoons later, which is great.
Thank you.
Unfortunately, well, I didn't mention that we're first come, first serve basis. The event will also be attended by many senior Navy and Marine admirals and generals, as well as our federal, state, and local politicians. And, of course, Mayor Wheeler will be representing the city on the platform during the commissioning. The night before the commissioning, we will be holding a dinner allowing various groups to honor the ship and crew with thanks and congratulations. We have scheduled a presentation of a gift from our city to the ship. This is a surprise, so no one is allowed to tell anyone from the ship what this will be. It turns out that Captain Hill was very interested in seeing and taking pictures of Portlandia when he was here last year. We've contacted Ray Katsky.
You aren't going to tell people, though, because then
I'm sorry?
This proceeding is being publicized, broadcast.
Shh.
So if it's a secret.
I think it's going to be an open secret.
Okay. Well,
no one from the Navy, no one from San Diego will hear this. Anyway, so
be
we have contacted.
Surprised who watches this TV show. I am very surprised always.
Uh oh. So we contacted Ray Katsky.
He's Gary, we're the number one ranked television program in City Hall right now.
Okay. Very quiet secret. Anyway, the sculpture was very, very generous, and he's allowed us to purchase his last small statue of Portlandia. It was number 500 of the series of 500. We really lucked out there. So it will be presented by whoever is going to be representative from the city to the ship on Friday evening, and it will be a permanent part of the ship in their wardroom. Then on Thursday evening, we will be providing an onboard dinner for the crew and their families. This will be accompanied by a Western band, and should be a lot of fun for them. The night before the ships arrive, she will stop in Astoria, and in conjunction with the Elks Club down there, we will be providing a welcome reception for the crew down there. Then after the ship arrives around 4 p.m. Here on Saturday, the next day, she'll be here for the whole week. During this time, we have planned various events around town for the crew and families. Many activities will be provided free. We've contacted the zoo and the Oregon Historical Society and OMSI and places like that, and they're offering free admission for the crew and their families. The Portland Spirit, for example, is offering free admission for many of the crew for both the sightseeing and then their Saturday night dances, too. We are coordinating with various charity events for the crew to take part in, as well as in various interest groups that will be touring the ship. We expect the ship to have other opportunities for the public to tour also, as I mentioned. The commissioning committee has done this and more without any city funding or tax money at all, except the other day we did receive $1,000 to help pay for the gift, I understand. To put on the traditional receptions, dinners, and events, we have raised over $250,000 in cash and in-kind donations. This pays for such things as the actual wooden planks for all the crew, and they're called plank owners. This is a traditional gift. The first crew on a new ship gets and hails from the old wooden ship days, when the first crew got wood left over from the ship's construction and carved their names in it. This is one that would be presented to each of the crew. This is a partial list of over 100 donors, both companies and individuals. When we started out, we were looking for a sugar daddy or someone with a lot of money to hit us all at once and take care of our finances. Well, we never found this corporation around here for some reason or person. But the amazing part is we had, like I said, over 100 donors, a lot of small donations, and the companies have come through with donations too. So we've been very pleased that we're able to pay for all the traditional activities that normally happen and probably have some money left over to help the crew out with a welfare and recreational fund later. So how can the city welcome the ship? It may be appropriate to have some sort of formal event to welcome the crew and possibly read the city's proclamation at some point in time. I understand we may hear something later today on that. And since Captain Hill is very receptive to a long-term relationship with the city, he is inviting city council and the staff to visit the ship while here in Portland. There's a great chance for you to meet not only him, but also the men and women serving in today's Navy. Other welcome activities include the port of... Oh, God. They don't charge your phone. Sorry. Ah, shoot. Other welcome activities include Port of Portland displaying a beautiful model of the ship in the ticket lobby. They've done this for the last few months. They'll be displaying a welcoming banner in the lobby, and they'll also be broadcasting on their neon signs welcoming for the sailors to the ship. TriMet is doubling the service on Route 16 down to the Terminal 2 area, and then they're going to run the ship, the buses later in the evening also. They've also arranged to have a billboard put up across the street from the terminal that says, "Welcome, USS Portland." So there's a number of things going on. So the community is supporting this. We ask for your participation in various activities, from riding the ships from Astoria to dinners and receptions. These are all fun events, and getting to interact with both the sailors and the senior visiting VIPs is important for our city. And now is the time to make this Portland ship by telling all Portlanders this is a special occasion, and we are all proud of it. And let's make this a grand event, a grand commissioning. And thanks. I'm ready to answer any questions you may have.
Very good. Colleagues? Commissioner Daly.
Where will the ship be docked when it's not?
Terminal 2. And as someone said, it's the best site they've ever seen for a commission of this ship because it's about 53 acres of open space. Unfortunately, it's the port property that isn't being used. There should be a lot of containers and things like that there, but this isn't being used. It's a great place to have the commissioning. The parking will be right next to the audience down there, so it's a wonderful site for it. We'll have the commissioning itself. After the commissioning, there will be tours of the ship, and there will be reception for most of the people that are attending. We'll be providing that. So it should be a fun day.
You know, we probably should also clarify that her home port will be San Diego, California.
That's what I was asking. Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
Very good. Any other questions? So is that the end of your presentation,
yes.
Gary? Good. So it's my honor now to read a proclamation in honor of the USS Portland. Whereas the United States Navy is naming a new ship after an Oregon city exclusively for the first time, and whereas our city is proud and honored to have the Navy and our nation recognize Portland with such a ship, whereas Portland was founded as a river port connected to the sea over 150 years ago and is still a major maritime port, whereas Portland area shipyards and industry made significant contributions to winning both World War I and World War II with Navy ship construction, which contributed to population growth in the area, whereas the USS Portland is a very versatile ship and will be used in both military and humanitarian roles to protect our nation's interests and to provide aid during emergencies such as earthquakes, tsunamis, hurricanes, or other disasters, whereas the new USS Portland LPD-27 is a force for peace and will carry our city's name throughout the world. Now, therefore, I, Ted Wheeler, Mayor of the City of Portland, Oregon, the City of Roses, do hereby proclaim April 21st, 2018 to be USS Portland Day in Portland and encourage all residents to observe this day.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you. And I understand we have a number of members of the commissioning committee
yes.
here as well. Why don't we do this? Why don't we give you the proclamation, and we could take a photo with the city council right here
nice.
In front. And if the other members of the commissioning committee would like to come up and participate in the photo, that'd be great.
Just a little bit more.
Great.
Stand
sideways.
Sure. All right,
Carla, have any items been pulled from the consent agenda?